The Australian Institute of Marine Science annual report has found the Great Barrier Reef central section and northern section now have record coral cover. For millennia, the reef has witnessed natural events causing coral bleaching and then recovers just as quickly every time. Tropical cyclones bleach the reef. Floods deliver freshwater plumes onto the reef, killing saltwater coral polyps. Once the plume dissipates, marine life consumes the nutrients in the floodwaters and the sediment turns into sand. The reef and coastal environment is renewed. For millennia, natural solar, lunar and rain cycles have caused bleaching. What is new is the late 20th century environmental movement hijacking a perfectly normal climate cycle for their own political benefit. If your party's real objective is to control every aspect of life on the reef and along the coast, then be honest and have that debate. The only argument that climate fraudsters can advance in favour of onerous reductions in farm output is save the reef. Well, the reef does not need saving and never has. The public has been deceived. The left are seeking to shut down agriculture and transfer food production to near-urban, intensive food production facilities manufacturing food-like substances. Who will own these facilities? Predatory billionaires. The same predatory billionaires who own and drive the environmental movement for their own benefit. We have one flag, we are one community, we are one nation, and we will continue to stand up for our farmers' right to feed and clothe the world.